Hi, this is Adam, the producer for the Beamsville Church of Christ sermon recordings. This sermon has a brief mention of some health concerns one of our members is facing. We weren't sure if they wanted it made public on the internet, so I clipped it out. We'd like to ask you to pray for them and their situation. Thanks.
One of the neat things that we've been learning about God's Holy Spirit is that He lives in each one of us, and the Holy Spirit lives in the body of Christ, His church. And when one part of the body hurts, all of the body hurts. And when one part of the body rejoices, all the body rejoices. We're connected to one another. And as you may have noticed, as the weeks have gone by and months and so forth, there are people who can't be with us any longer because of illness. You know, I'm thinking of several of our members who were with us for years and years and years and years, but are with us in spirit, but physically are just not able to be here in bodily form anymore, but are with us in spirit. And so we do our best to encourage all of those people. And I know that you have loved ones in your own family and good friends who are also struggling, and our prayers are always for each other. I'm just going to move along rather quickly this morning and continue talking about God's Holy Spirit. The scripture reading that Barbie read to us today is a unique passage of scripture. Jesus tells his disciples that he's going to be going away, and it confuses them, and at the same time it comforts them, because he said, unless I go, the Holy Spirit cannot come. And the Holy Spirit will live with you. He will be in you, as we've been talking about. And then he says these words in a variety of different places. And you will do even greater things than I have done. Which is a profound statement. How can anyone do something more profound than what Jesus had already done? Well, one of the things that we noticed is that the church was going to go into all of the world, and there were going to be so many people's lives, thousands and thousands and thousands of people's lives changed forever. Because as a Christian goes, a Christian never goes alone. God the Father, God the Son, and God the, help me, Holy Spirit, who lives in us, goes too. And the Bible constantly talks about this. In 1 Corinthians 3, he says, now your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you? Or in 2 Corinthians 3:14, now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In this concept of fellowship, it's a relationship. A fellowship is sometimes called this, and sometimes it's having a cup of coffee with someone else, and that's a fellowship because it's a relationship. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and us in a relationship. Now let's be practical and maybe honest. Relationships aren't always easy. Even for those of us who have been in relationships for a long time, it's not always easy. And sometimes we can get off track. And sometimes our relationships can be hurt and it can be, you know, broken up a little bit. But one of the concepts about the Holy Spirit has to do with renewal, not just of our spiritual life, but in all aspects of our life. It's the Holy Spirit of God. If two people are willing, or a group of people are willing, to come together in Christ, because the Holy Spirit dwells there. Where? In each one of us. Encouraging us, even in our relationships with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and as God dwells among us, in each one of us, and even at home, in our own relationships, that sometimes cannot always be easy. Listen to these words. But when the kindness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ appeared, he saved us, not by righteous things we had done, but by his mercy. He saved us by the washing of rebirth and renewal by His Holy Spirit who lives in us. One of the workings of God's Holy Spirit is in our relationships. And as we can sometimes pull away from God just a little bit, it's God's Holy Spirit will nudge us, always nudge us back to the Father. Let's face it, there are times in our lives when we feel so close to God that we feel like we will always feel this way. We're always going to feel this way. And then a couple of months later, a couple of weeks later, a couple of days later, maybe even a couple of hours later, we go, where'd that feeling go? What happened to that closeness? And it's the Holy Spirit that will always want to bring us back to the Father. And it's the Holy Spirit that will always want to bring us back into this loving relationship that we have with our loved ones, whether it be a mate or someone that we're wanting to get to know better, or our children or our grandchildren or friends. It's a relationship where the Holy Spirit not only guides us spiritually, but physically. He's given us a body. He's given us intellect. He's given us emotions. But He's also given part of Himself in us. But never just for us. No person was ever created for simply themselves. Not one. Every person in the image of God having a body and having a body. Body of Christ. Is it individual? Is it the church? The answer is yes. Is it people who don't even know they have the Holy Spirit? Absolutely. Is it people who are not even sure that there is a God? Absolutely. Because some of the greatest Christians in the world were people who at one time said, I don't believe. From there to saying, I believe. To relationships that we said, I do. To relationships that go, I'm not so sure. To a relationship where it's, God, please, you know me better than me. Help us to be the people of God in a relationship, husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, and in a relationship with the church. There is no part of us that God is not working in. There is no part of us where God is not working. And it's the Holy Spirit of God who's always pouring Himself into our lives. And then we talked about this beautiful passage of Scripture in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. Because let's face this too. I'll just ask this question. How many people have ever gone to a funeral? Just raise your hand if you've been to a funeral. That's just about everyone. But I got to tell you, you never went to a funeral by yourself. No one's ever done that. Someone says, what are you talking about? I've been to a funeral by myself. No, you haven't. You may not have known, but when you went to a funeral, you went with someone living inside you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And in death, which can be heartbreaking, it's also a reminder of it's not the end. It is not the end. Listen to these words. And if the Holy Spirit, who raised Jesus from the dead, is living in you, the Holy Spirit, who raised Christ from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit, who lives in you. So in other words, there are people whom we loved more than we love ourselves who died several years ago, maybe a long time ago, and we still feel their presence as if they have just left the house for a cup of coffee. And even though they may have passed away physically years ago, they are so close to us. We know that they will never leave us and that we will never leave them. And one of the workings of God's Holy Spirit is to remind us that we have never been alone and that He's always working for the greater purpose of each one of us for God's sake. and for each other's sake, and for the relationship's sake. That love can sometimes fade, but it'll never go away. And that when two people are committed to one another, and a church is committed to itself, God's Spirit works in powerful ways. But even when there's some tension sometimes, some difficulties, and there's a pulling away a little bit, it's God always wanting to bring us back. So it's God's Spirit at work in all of our lives. And we're reminded of this, and this is not on PowerPoint, I don't think. One of my favorite passages, and Paul is very practical with this, and basically just says, as a matter of fact, no one lives to himself alone, and no one dies to himself alone. If you live, you live in the Lord, and if you die, you die in the Lord. So whether you live or die, you belong to the Lord, whether we know it or not. That's God at work in our lives. Wonderful author who wrote The Blue Parakeet and The Jesus Creed, probably the most read blog writer in North America, Scott McKnight, says something unique about this in his little book on being open to God's Holy Spirit. And I suppose that's one of the workings of God's Holy Spirit too, is to remind us to be open to what God is doing in the world and in our life and in our family and in our relationships every single day. Wouldn't it be cool if somehow every night before we went to bed, we asked ourselves, where did I see God working today? It'd be pretty incredible. My mother-in-law, Barb's mom, who has gone to heaven a number of years ago, was an avid reader of newspapers and an avid news watcher because she wanted to see what God was doing in the world every day as best as she could. If there was ever a prayerful person, it was her. If there was ever a person who prayed for others, it was her. If there was ever a person who prayed for the relationships of her loved ones, her children married to so-and-so and so forth, and grandchildren, it was her. If there was ever a person who was always wanting to see where God was working in the world, it was her, because she knew that no matter what sadnesses she had to deal with, which were plethora of difficulties, that God had not abandoned her, but was using her for the greater glory of others. But she also knew that she had something beside herself. And it wasn't just her faith. It was God's Holy Spirit. So here's what Scott McKnight says about this. That God will set a seal of ownership on us and put his Holy Spirit in our hearts, now listen to this, as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And then he says this, now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. 2 Corinthians 5. Well, wait a minute. Didn't he just repeat himself? Uh-huh. And then one more time it says, and the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until God comes. Ephesians 1, 4. Didn't he just say that? Didn't he tell us that three times? Uh-huh. So we'll never forget that, right? Yeah. Yeah. We sometimes forget. We forget who we are. We forget who made us. We forget who's living in us. And we forget that God put us here at just the right time for just the right purpose. And that one day, he's going to bring us to him in an amazing way, just like some of our loved ones have already gone. So why aren't we there yet? Because isn't it incredible what God can do with a person's life, young, middle-aged, older, by just saying one word to someone, by just maybe even off the cuff making a comment that changes another person's life and we don't even know it, but it happens because the Holy Spirit does it. If we're alive and breathing, we never know what good is coming out of just something we said to someone else. We may not even realize it, but God takes those words into someone's heart and changes their life forever. There is more to us than us. And it's God's Spirit who's always at work. And do we have to know? Do we insist on knowing everything? Or do we just say, thank you, Jesus, for taking this, whatever, and you doing things that changes people's lives forever? It's just opening ourselves up to the work of God's Spirit in us. Well, I had a sermon I was going to preach today, but I didn't get to it. So we'll kind of work on that for next Sunday. But I just felt that no matter where we are, we need to be open. But I know that in each of our own lives, you know people, and maybe you yourself are dealing with these things. It's just a reminder for all of us that God put something in us even before we were born, himself. And that here we are today. God's Spirit lives in us. And it's about renewing relationships. It's about growing in our love for one another and doing whatever God is encouraging us to do to help the body of Christ in this world. Let's pray. So, Father God, as we come to you today with such thanksgiving for allowing us to be alive, to be a human being created in your image, and that you put your Spirit living in us, and that Jesus is encouraging us, and that God's Holy Spirit is renewing us, reviving us, refreshing us to be his people. We thank you for every person here, God, your Spirit living in each one. We thank you for this church, God's Spirit living in us. May we be your people, thanking you and loving you and serving the world to the best of our ability. And through the name of Christ Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, all of God's people said, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets Sunday mornings at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We have classes for all ages at 9:30, and the worship service begins at 10:30. You can subscribe to podcasts through Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music Store, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for Beamsville. All our past sermons and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.